He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Somewhat, somehow, some way, by the mighty airwaves of Giant 90.9 and a little bit of everything else that we're trying to do here on the West Side. I'm live from from home.
And the home Mr. office John there. Easter.
Whoa, can you hear me out there in the crazy world?
We can hear you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, good morning, Mr. Easter.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm about a quart low. I'm about a quart low, but I'm catching up. Sounds really, it's different. Just totally different. To say the least, it is totally different.
Yeah.
Here on Giant 90.9, but we are doing what we got to do, got to do.
Yep.
If that makes any sense.
We've heard the phrase a lot the last few weeks. It is what it is. So that's what we do.
Is. Yeah. It is what it is. I'm actually Mr. Reach. I'm really got pushing some crazy buttons over here. I'm on Facebook Live too, I think. on my Facebook page. So I'm watching some sound meters and I can't listen to it, so I don't know what it's doing, so I'm hoping that it's doing what it's supposed to. If not, it's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, well, you can see Emerson in his home office over there.
Yeah.
Actually, you're in the basement, aren't you?
I'm in the basement, so I suggest that if they're listening on go online, they can. My meters look like I'm getting sound out to my feed out there on Facebook. It looks like I'm getting the feed to the radio, so I guess we'll keep going, and then if it doesn't work, well, what?
We hear you. We hear you on the air. That's good. That's good. Just to kind of explain what we're doing here, I suppose that would be a good thing.
Since you're a teacher, you teach people stuff. Come on, teach. What are we doing?
Well, you know, I don't know if anyone has noticed in the last 5 months, but there's been this thing called COVID-19 going on. So, you know, the whole COVID-19 pandemic, maybe you heard of it, Emerson. I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, a little teeny bit.
We decided due to social distancing and due to some of the other things going on that we would socially distance School Talk. So that's what we've done. And Emerson is broadcasting live via our Comrex Access from his home across the
right across the
how
road.
how many feet away?
Oh gosh, football field.
Yeah, maybe a football
maybe a
field
football,
away
maybe a
so
football field?
So he is right there, and I am in studio with our guest, who, if you've seen it on Twitter or anything like that, you know who our guest is, but we'll keep it a mystery for just a minute. But our guest is here, Emerson.
Whoa, awesome. Well, I guess it won't be a mystery anymore.
You know, I've got one thing on that thing over there.
One thing? Yeah, on the board?
Know, yeah, you know the...
That thing we call the... Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, you know, it's been like 5 months since you did this, Emerson, so we understand. Of course, the big thing tonight, we've got football. Thank goodness we have some football. Ben Davis and Brownsburg tonight here at Ben Davis High School. Pre-game's at 6:15. The kickoff is at 7. And Zion Brown and Gavin Miller will have the call for you. Should be a spectacular game. Brownsburg's ranked number 3 in the state. BD's number 5. But that'll all change after this week. So, anyway, that is what is on the... Of course, you can hear a replay of this show at 2 p.m. It'll be on Audio Boom as well. And then we're also on social media at WBDG Indy as well. So there you go. That's the big board.
All right. That's the big board. And so with that in mind, I think my guest is in the studio.
He is.
And if he is, I'm just going to go straight to it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Giant 90.9244th time. The superintendent of Wayne Thompson School, Dr. Butts. Good morning, Dr. Butts.
Good morning, Emerson. How are you today?
I'm good. I can't see you, but I got a picture of you on Facebook, so, and I can see your picture, so you look good.
I feel
unless
good.
Unless you're wearing a beard.
I am not in a beard today.
Neither am I. I do have a shirt on, and I've got slacks on. You know how they work, Mr. Jock can relate to this, how you work at home, and then you go on camera, and you got a shirt on, and you got shorts on?
I've had a few of those over the last several months where my wife took a picture of me in a tie, a sport coat, and a pair of shorts.
Well, did you see Kevin Gregory tweeted out a few days ago? He was sitting at home working because, you know, a lot of the newscasters and the weather forecasters have been working at home. So he's sitting at home. He's got his dog in the corner, and then he's not wearing shoes or socks. He's just sitting there, and it was a great, great shot.
Well, I can tell you that I'm not made out for working from home. It was not an enjoyable experience for me, and I am glad to be back in the office.
I think that's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was back in the studio, but I understand how things are. That's why we're doing the talk this morning, to find out how things are in Wayne Township schools. A lot of questions out there, Dr. Butts, and I know you got a lot of answers for a lot of questions that they have, because you've been dealing with a lot of stuff for the last few days, trying to find ways to listen to the experts, to find the ways to make sure our schools open with safety of the students, the staff, and the parents. What you been doing?
Yeah, you know, it's been very interesting, Emerson, and we know that things continuously are changing with regard to the virus and to what we know about it and to how we're dealing with it. And so, you know, great example, just Monday of this week, we learned that the Centers for Disease Control have now said it's not 15 consecutive minutes in which we need to contact trace when we're together, but it's actually 15 cumulative minutes. So if we're with somebody for 5 minutes in the morning, another 5 minutes in the middle of the day, 5 minutes later on in that day, and they come down as a positive, and we've been closer than 6 feet, that we now have to consider that a direct contact. And so always before it was 15 cumulative, yeah, or 15 cumulative or consecutive minutes rather. And so, you know, things like that are changing. You know, throughout this process, we went from 6 feet to 3 feet from the American Pediatric Association. And, you know, there's some debate on that. You know, we heard that children are not carriers, and then maybe they are. So I think there's so much unknown right now about this virus that it just, we have to be ready to be, you know, the term is nimble. We have to be very nimble. And, you know, the other term of 2020 is pivot. And we've had to do that multiple times and may still have to do that as we continue to see how this pandemic plays out.
Wow. Questions. What are some of the steps you had to take to find out if schools were safe enough to reopen? I probably don't have enough time in this show, but just highlight some of the steps you had to take to make sure our schools are ready for our children, staff, and our parents.
Yeah, you're right. We don't have enough time in this show to talk about it all. But to sum it up, I will tell you that this was the hardest year to open schools that I've ever experienced. And that's true with any of my colleagues that I talk to around the state, that this is something that we've never dealt with before. It's been 100 years since the last pandemic. And so we actually put a group together, a group of staff members that were called the Roadmap Back to School Task Force. There were 190 individuals that engaged another several hundred individuals in trying to look at all of the different aspects of what it would take for us to get back to school. And you know, we started off with 7 different scenarios. We ended up with 3, and the 3 that we were prepared for were in-person learning, normal, going to a hybrid model, which would be a couple days a week in the building, a couple days a week at home, and then fully remote. And ironically, we're doing all 3. So we have obviously students K-5 who are here every day, all day. We have about 25% of our students who are learning at home, who have chosen the Wayne at Home model. There's just over 4,300 of those students. And then we have, of course, our 6th through 12th grade students who are 2 days, either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, in the buildings physically. And then the other 3 days, they're at home learning. So Dr. Kane has put out some very clear guidance. She's our commissioner of the Marion County Public Health Department and has put out some very clear guidance on when we can move to different models. And based on the data, it's going to be quite some time before any of these models change.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't see you, but I can hear you. And it sounds like you're wearing a mask.
Mr. Easter and I are both wearing a mask.
We are.
Obviously, it's a little filtered.
Yeah.
Given the fact that we have our masks on, but we are actually about 5 feet apart. We have a shield between us. I'm sure that we'll be able to see that on social media. But we want to be very cautious. Mr. Easter and I both want to continue to be able to work. We don't want to have to quarantine, and we want to make sure that we are still going to be able to serve our students. And that's really what we've been talking to adults about, our staff, is the decisions we make. Not only inside of school, but outside of school, are the decisions that are going to help our colleagues to also be able to continue to work. When we have when we have to quarantine our staff, it's typically because somebody has come to work when they felt ill, yeah, or because of something they did outside of school on a weekend or, you know, a social gathering, and then they brought that into the building and, unfortunately, they were close to their colleagues for more than 15 minutes. So
yeah, and it's really crazy when you talk about the virus and the power of the virus. And my neighbor out here in the neighborhood, she passed. I've had personally two friends that have passed. My father-in-law's brother passed. My daughter, who lives in Terre Haute, she caught it. She was a late lunky. She's young. She got over it. She got through it. She got great. And my sister really had it back in January before they had a label.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And it's amazing, not amazing, but it's sad how it's affected every part of all of our lives. And it's just, it's, until we get a cure, it's not going to go away.
You're correct, and I think, you know, one of the things that we've had a conversation with Dr. Kane about is we want to stay in school as long as we possibly can. We are being overly cautious right now when there are students who have symptoms, and we are asking them to stay home for 14 days if they have symptoms and they come to the clinic. They may not have the actual virus, but those symptoms are indicative of you know, people that do. And so as we get closer to the flu season, which mm-hmm. usually will come, you know, about fall break, we're going to have a large group of individuals who have symptoms and will be quarantined. And at some point, we'll have so many students and staff out because of quarantining that the health department will likely ask us to shut down for a while. And so yeah, we think that's a possibility. We're encouraging all of our staff to get a flu shot so that we can reduce the number of people that do get flu-like symptoms, so that we can keep them working and keep them in school. But I believe that that's what will eventually cause us to shut down, is when we get to the flu season and we just won't know whether it's the flu or if it's actually COVID.
Mm-hmm. When you are out and about in the community, what is the – you might take a couple of seconds to think this out. But when you're out and about in the community, what is the biggest question, biggest concern you get from, first of all, teachers?
You know, prior to us opening up, the biggest question was, how in the world are we going to be able to follow these guidelines that the CDC has put into place? How are we going to keep our staff and our students safe? And I will tell you, prior to going to the hybrid model, we just weren't quite sure how that was going to happen, because mm-hmm. trying to bring 3,700 students into Ben Davis High School, 1,200 students into any one of our 7th and 8th grade centers or our 9th grade center, 800 students into an elementary, you know, it just... getting 6 feet apart was not possible. We don't have that kind of space. And transporting students 13 to a bus wasn't going to be possible.
Whoa.
When we moved to the hybrid model, where half of our students were in the building and half of our students were at home, we were much more able to meet those guidelines. Now, that being said, we know that our students are struggling through this. They're glad to be back in school, as are our staff. But, you know, I've talked to students who, for instance, in the lunchroom, we have individual student desks. We've taken the big tables out. We have individual student desks that students are sitting in. They've been assigned alphabetically in the lunchroom. And so they're sitting around students that they may not know. They may not be in the same grade. And so they're not able to socialize with their friends during some of those time periods where we usually are, you know, able to kind of unwind and to throttle down a little bit and have some fun with our friends. The other thing that we've seen is the mask has just really been a subduing factor for many of our children. They're starting to come out of their shell a little bit and talk, but you know, you think about the students who were here yesterday, they've only been in school 4 days. There were two days last week and 2 days this week. Our A through K students have only been in school 2 days so far. So it really is, you know, they have not yet had a chance to get to know their teachers very well. They've not yet had a chance to get to know their classmates. And again, they're not able to see some of their friends because they're in the other half of the alphabet.
Mm-hmm. I know, Dr. Butts, for you mentioned the masks and how that's really changed. As a teacher, when you're teaching, you really don't realize how many times you read the cues that you see from your students. So if they're smiling, if they're laughing, I mean, a smile and a laugh and those different things, sometimes you just don't see it in the eyes mm-hmm. as much as you would. So I totally understand that. And you know, I think Mr. Fraley, one of our teachers here in the performing arts department, mentioned how eerie at times it's been, because it seems like we're all just kind of walking around mm-hmm. and nobody quite knows how to react.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely, I agree with you, what you said about the masks.
Yep.
Because I think that's been a huge difference in, at least for teachers, an adjustment, and for students too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so we've got this whole new mask culture, right? So for instance, I wore a mask this morning because I knew Mr. Easter was going to take my picture, even though it may not have been the best mask for me to talk through because it's a little bit thicker than some of my other masks.
But I like it, though.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a good mask.
And Mr. Easter has his Indianapolis 500 mask on, which is very appropriate, obviously, for this weekend coming up.
Mr. Goins coming in here.
Mr. Goins has got his mask and his shield on, so he's set to go.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he's also got a little bit of a
windshield wipers.
He has a little terry cloth there that he can wipe down the perspiration from inside of his shield. So, you know, we've all had to adjust and we've all had to adapt. And there are certain masks that I got in April that I no longer wear because they hurt my ears so much,
mm-hmm.
Just because the straps are so tight. And then I've, you know, just got 5 new masks last week. So I've got a whole stash of masks that I can rotate through. And then I've got a box of disposables just in case.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how different masks affect you different ways.
Uh-huh.
Because certain masks make me slobber.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a horse. When you put that bit in that horse's mouth, I'll be slobber. I got to get 4 or 5 chapsticks.
Right. Because, I mean, you face this as well, Emerson, because you're working every day. So.
Oh, God. Yes, yeah. Most definitely. And I am very, very, very appreciative of the public that come into our establishment that are wearing masks. And if they're not, they reach for one because we give them free masks when they reach the door. So that is great that the public is grasping onto that, because it is not going to go away.
No, and I think one of the challenges was it took us a long time to get here. And there are still some that are really fighting wearing that mask. But, you know, I like what Dr. Box says. Mm-hmm. My mask protects you. Your mask protects me. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I wear my mask so that I can be conscientious and really be respectful of those who I'm around, because I know that their health and safety is equally as important as my own. And so that's one of the reasons we wear our masks, is to protect others.
Right. Folks on the radio, folks out there in the Facebook world, we're talking to Wayne Township. Wayne Township's great superintendent, Dr. Butts. And Carly Macer gave you a shout out there, Dr. Butts and Mr. Easter. gave you a good shout out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Representative Macer has truly made the West Side the best side. That is something she says often. And we greatly appreciate all that she is doing and has done for this side of town and making sure that our voices are being heard and that the resources that we need here on the West Side are happening. I'm so excited about the work on the B&O Trail that she's doing, and I know that she's out there frequently. You can see her typically with her dogs and sometimes, you know, doing various activities, but certainly we appreciate all that she is doing for our community.
I hate to say this in front of my superintendent, but I'm kind of glad I'm across the street so you can't come around the glass. But Dr. Butts, you know, her show is had about 14,000 views when she was on School Talk. About 14. You're running a close second.
No. She's a much better guest than I, that's for sure.
Oh, I said, wow, about 14,000 views of one of her shows on School Talk. It was awesome. She's an awesome individual. Broke my heart, though. She's just going to do something else.
You know, there's a time for everything, and I know it was a very difficult decision for Carly and her family. But we appreciate the time that she was able to serve us, and she'll continue to serve us. She'll continue to do it in other ways. Just won't be down at the State House.
Yeah. Speaking of serving, and for my folks out there in the world, how does the school feel when you walk the hallways in this COVID environment? I know the kids are there, but how does it feel?
Empty. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're used to having hallways full of children, lots of activity, the campus is bustling with people coming and going, and especially when we're bringing the buses in and out, those are fun times. Those are the times that, as educators, we love.
Yeah.
And right now, we just have half of our students, and they're going straight to class. They're not milling around in the hallways. Mm-hmm. So our buildings feel very empty right now. It's an ominous feeling.
Well, Emerson, I think... not to get political, but I think Dr. Biden mentioned in her speech the other day about how quiet schools are, how quiet classrooms are. And, you know, again, not getting political, but I think that's very true because I identified with that immediately when she said that, because it is quiet. Even when the kids are here, it's during passing periods or – you know, you're used to the sound of the hallways and students talking to each other and you don't have that as much yet. I'm starting to see it a little bit, but you don't have it as much yet. And even in the classroom, trying to get the students to interact, you know, we had to take our tables out. So now we have individual desks here in radio.
Yep.
And, you know, getting the students to collaborate and things has been a challenge when they're in individual desks. But
well, and you think about today,
it's what we have to do.
Today's one of those days that all of our students, 6th through 12th grade, are at home.
Right.
So we only have K through 5 and the preschool in our district on Fridays. And so, you know, this building, 1.2 million square foot, has no children in it every Friday.
Yeah. How are we, for the parents again? Oh, Mr. John Taylor, he joined us on Facebook. Mr. John Taylor is another educator. Hey. I love my teachers join in. I don't see the questions out there, but they out there. What are we doing? Okay, I know we don't have big old giant machines or robots rolling around the school taking everybody's temperature. So parents play a big, big role in making it successful. Am I right?
The critical role. And one of the things that we're asking our parents to do is to self-screen their own children and themselves. And every Sunday, we ask our employees to fill out a self-screener as well. Just as a reminder that there are certain things that we need to be aware of. And I'll tell you, Emerson, every time I wake up every morning, and this has been since March, I kind of lay there for a minute and I go through my own self-assessment. How do I feel this morning? Mm-hmm. Do I have a sore throat? Do I have a runny nose? Do I feel a little warm? You know, how's my stomach this morning? Yep. And I go through all of those things before I get out of bed to determine, you know, is this a day that I need to stay home or am I okay to go into work? And so, you know, we're asking people to do that just to do their own self-assessment. I've got an app on my phone that every morning, first thing in the morning, I go through my checklist. And it's, you know, just, again, it's important not only for myself, but important for my family and for those who I'm around to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do personally so that I can protect others.
That is so huge. You know, you got to take to that point where you're planning, preparing for when someone gets sick. You know, I hope the parents got to do that because, it's like each one teach one, and this virus will definitely jump on another one.
Mm-hmm.
Education, each one teach one, but guys, this virus will jump on, just like I said again, jump on another one. you mentioned there earlier before, you said that you're watching your numbers there in the school. So what barometers will dictate if we have to shut down again?
Well, you know, prior to the pandemic, a 20% attendance reduction was enough for the health department to come in and close us down. They have not given us a number at this point, but they are monitoring every single case that we have, every single close contact that we have, and they will ultimately work with us to make the decision on when it's time for us to go fully remote. Here's a perfect example for you, Emerson.
Okay.
This past weekend, the boys' varsity soccer team played an out-of-town opponent from another county. And after the game, the next day, we learned that one of the players on the opposing team tested positive. And because soccer is a contact sport, and because we were not able to determine who was near that individual for what period of time, we had to quarantine every varsity boy on that team that played, that was actually out on the field. And so that took out 12 individuals because an individual from another team tested positive after they had played us in a contest. So no fault of our boys, no fault of our team or our school. It just happened that we were in that situation. And so those are the kinds of things that take out, you know, kind of larger groups of students. And that's what we're working on in the schools. When we're in the classrooms, when we're in our lunchroom, when we're on a school bus, we're doing everything we can to make sure that our students, that we know exactly who's with who, where they are, and trying to minimize the number of contacts, the close contacts that our students have during the day, so that if we do have a case, then we can trace very quickly and keep the number of students quarantined to a minimum.
Contact tracers, right, for schools and action teams, is that correct?
Well, they're still working on that.
Okay.
So I know the Marion County Public Health Department wants to have teams dedicated to every school. We do have an individual that we work directly with anytime that we have a staff or student case. Right now, our lead nurse is actually the one who is doing the contact tracing with our administrators and our teachers, and so we have hired an additional nurse so that she can be available to go to any school in our district that may have a case that we need to work with the administration to contact trace.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Are we doing – it's just still nice outside. Are we kind of like – okay, spacing is very important. Are we doing any outdoor classes?
You know, where possible, there are quite a few teachers that are taking their instruction outside. The challenge and you know, what one of the things that has kind of gone to the back burner during all of this that was more prevalent and more in the front of our minds last spring was school safety and thinking about, you know, the situations where we're trying to make sure that we're keeping our students and staff as safe as possible inside of our buildings. When we have large numbers of individuals outside of our schools, we are less able to protect them from, you know, a violent situation that could occur. And
yeah.
So we're really trying to balance and make sure that our outside spaces are safe and that our staff and our students are just aware of their surroundings because the longer and the more we're outside, the more opportunity there is for something to happen.
I had a cough. You didn't hear that, did you?
No, I did not.
But that's another thing. I just did a simple cough in this – in this era now, you can't. When you do a cough, you really do a self-assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Okay. What's that?
Well, so you know the other question, Emerson, is when you have your mask on, do you cough and sneeze into your mask, or do you still put your, you know, do you still put your mouth and your nose into your elbow? I think we're, you know, all of those kinds of things that are just intuitive for us now, including smiling. You know, I take a picture. I'm still smiling behind my mask. You may not be able to tell unless I squint my eyes, but,
right.
You know, to Mr. Easter's point, there's all of those nonverbal pieces of communication that we are missing right now because of the mask covering up our face.
Yeah, but you can tell when somebody's smiling through their mask, though. You really can't because their eyes do squint, you know. And you can tell when somebody's confused because their eyes kind of get like, they get kind of round and mm-hmm. they get kind of squinty again, like a concern. It's really the body language. You are learning a lot about body language with a mask on.
Well, you know, and I think for our students, they're going to, you know, the relationship piece is going to take on a whole new aspect because they're going to, you know, gaze into each other's eyes, and that's about it right now.
Right.
So we kind of joked with our middle school principals that there will be a lot fewer relationships going on this year than what we've had in the past.
I guess a question that I have as well for you, Doug, is what has this experience been for an administrator? You've got a lot on your plate right now, a lot of lives in your hands, so to speak, here in Wayne Township. And again, not to get too political, but I know at the state level, the guidance hasn't always come down probably as quickly as anyone would like. And then the guidance doesn't stay the same. And then you hear this politician say something different than the governor, and the governor say, you know. So what's it been like to navigate this as a superintendent?
You know, I've offered my job to a lot of different people. Nobody's taken me up on it. And I remind people often that I actually applied for this job. So this is, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, this has been one of the hardest openings for anyone around the state. And some districts aren't back to school yet. And some districts are starting remotely as a result of this situation. There were a lot of times, many mornings, many days, where I really questioned what we were doing and questioned if it was the right decision. And that changed. There was a period of time in May and June where what we were doing in the morning changed by the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I think that was probably the most frustrating thing for parents, is all the shifting that was going on, and for staff, and not knowing what was coming. Obviously, those who were planning all of this, you take, for instance, the Wayne at Home, our mm-hmm. at-home school, 25% of our students are attending. Typically, when we open a new building, we take a full year to get it ready to open. When we started Achieve Virtual Education Academy, our virtual high school, we took 18 months to get that developed. We've created a school for 4,300 students in 3 months. Mm. And so we remind our folks that, you know, Wayne loves to be perfect, and we love to have everything in place and to not make any mistakes and to not have any missteps. We're not there right now because of the time frame in which we have operated. But we're going to work every day to get better, and we're going to try to check those things off the list that aren't perfect and to work towards perfection as we move through that. So, you know, people giving us some grace is greatly appreciated as we work through these situations. I've been called a lot of things in the last couple of months, and wow. Some of them not very nice. Wow. And that's been a challenge, obviously, because I'm a human being too.
Mm-hmm.
I do have feelings, believe it or not. And so hearing some of those things when, you know, what you're trying to do is to do the very best, not only for your children, for your staff, but for your community. And so those are the decisions that we were trying to make. And I think having all three options has certainly helped with that. We gave parents choice. But even in that, some parents didn't want choice, or they wanted a different choice than what we've been able to offer. And so we understand that. You know, we have 18 or 17,000 children, 2,500 staff, and different people have different beliefs. Different people have different feelings. This is some people have politicized this pandemic.
Yeah.
And so there's all kinds of different, and even today, social media, I think in the last 5-6 months has taken even a greater turn than what it had in the past several years. And so I monitor social media, obviously. I've thought about disabling my Facebook account for a little while, but I haven't yet. Because I think it's important for us to know what's going on out there, and for us to have a pulse on how people are feeling and the questions they have and the concerns they have. And so, I think that's going to continue throughout the year. This is not over. It won't be over for quite some time. I look forward to the day that we have a vaccine and that we actually have this under control. But I fear that will not be for quite some time.
Hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Butts, I know you got your hands full. You got the calendar full. We appreciate all that you're doing here in Wayne Township, and we really love our educators because they love our kids, and they want to be in the school, and they want our kids in the school. But everybody, okay, I'll go say it, everybody wants to do it the right way,
mm-hmm.
and that is so hard necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the folks that call you names. Stop, y'all. Shame on y'all. Stop. Shame. Stop. Because it's not hard. We never done this. Well, we, in our lifetime, we never done this before.
Right.
So we're writing chapters to a book that writing the book as we go. So well, I know you got somewhere you got to go, but
yeah, I'd be remiss, Emerson, if I didn't say a very special thank you to all of our staff, all of our community. The amazing things that I have witnessed over the last, well, since March 13th, they've renewed my spirit. They've kept me going. Those are the things that have really kept me going through this, is to see how our community has come together to serve each other. And the amazing things that our staff are doing to serve students. Our veteran staff feel like first-year teachers this year because everything is so different. And everybody has embraced that. We have said forever, educators are amazing people. They are the cornerstone of our society. And we do not appreciate our educators enough. We don't pay our educators enough. And I just want to shout out to all of our employees here in the MSD of Wayne Township for all that they have done and are doing right now to navigate through this with our students and our parents. It's been truly amazing to watch.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bessie, for sharing the airways. That's right. Push that magic button. Push that magic button. And keep us posted on the things that we do. Like you mentioned, social media. So we'll use all of our tools at Giant 90.9 and BDTV. I mean, the students... I can't wait to get back into the studio, but like I said, I'm a community member, and anything that I can do to help spread the word, then I'm in it with both feet. So,
well, and I just appreciate WBDG allowing me to use the airwaves this over the summer with the Friday Drive at 5 to give some updates and to make sure that we're trying to get some information out as quickly as we could. And on a timely basis.
It helped us out, too. We got our license renewal.
Yeah.
There we go. Push the button for that.
So one last shout out to Renee Pack. She's out there in Facebook land. She listened in. So.
Yep. Well, awesome. And we know that Renee is going to be our next representative here in District 92, taking over for Representative Macer. And we look forward to continuing to work with her. And we know that she'll continue that advocacy down at the State House for us.
And we need it. We need it. Okay, I'm sorry. Mr. East, you got anything else you want to add to the mix?
Nope. We're just rolling. Here we go.
Well, this is our first one remote-wise, and we'll keep it going.
As
long as I got electricity and the internet signal. My wife won't let me quit my job, so I guess I have it for a while.
Well, we look forward to having you back in the studio, Emerson.
Looking forward to it. Well, folks, there it was. We did it. We had the superintendent, Wayne Township School, Dr. Jeffrey Butts. My man. Hey, you still got that black truck?
I do.
Stay out of your way. That's a nice truck, boy. That is a nice truck. Well, yeah. All right. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang out with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right crap. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. Just don't do it. And young man, be a man. I can't see you, but I know you're doing it. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. It's 2020. Don't sag.
Pull them up.
Hip surgeon. Going to be a hurt.
That's right.
Man, that job market, whole line of guys going to be hip. Oh, man, making money for the doctor. Don't do that. The views of the best of schools on this interview is empty of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The views of me and my guests. And next week, we'll be back with another guest from here and from there. You have a great day. See you next week on School Talk.